This is St. Louis Public Radio. People protesting against what they see as systemic police violence against African Americans aren't the only St. Louis area residents who say they want to be heard. Many white residents don't support the protests. They can't understand why demonstrators are rallying around the not guilty verdict for Jason Stockley, a white former St. Louis police officer who shot and killed Anthony Lamar Smith, a black man, in 2011. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talked with people who say they believe in racial justice, but not the way protesters are pursuing it.
Jennifer Barfield, a white woman who lives in Maplewood, says there's no question that racism is a big problem in the St. Louis area.
I think we're one of the most racist cities in the United States, and I'm born and raised here. I've seen it.
But what Barfield says she can't see is why demonstrators are supporting Anthony Lamar Smith, who was convicted of a drug distribution charge. Police say he had heroin in his vehicle the night he was killed.
To protest about that, to me, is not helping their cause. I know I have white friends my age who have children who have died from heroin overdoses. I can name three.
Others share Barfield's concerns.
To me, and obviously I'm a white person and I live in a white neighborhood, so to me what I hear is you're rallying around a criminal.
That's Valerie Emms, who lives in Barnhart. Her husband is a police officer.
I believe that Stocky had a period of time to make a split-second decision and that he decided to shoot because he was in fear for his life.
But many protesters say they fear for their lives every time they get stopped by law enforcement. Which is often, says Kevin Nevels, an African-American Army veteran from Bell Fountain Neighbors, who mentors more than a dozen children.
How many black folks in this audience have been racially profiled and been harassed by police?
Everybody.
At a town hall last week that sought input about hiring a new St. Louis police chief, Nevels told about one incident in which police searched his body for drugs he says didn't exist.
A police officer pulled me over, take me out of my vehicle, take my belt, and have me drop my pants to my ankles and reach his hand inside my underwear looking for crack. And it makes a difference. I had four of those kids with me when those police officers did that to me. I was in tears. Because what do I say to them?
Barfield and Emms and other white people I spoke with who don't back the protests advocate for more discussion and clergy involvement. But Nevels says he and other demonstrators are tired of doing things that don't work.
You can't beat my community down and expect me to keep holding prayer vigils and lighting candles and begging the police to please stop. Right.
Nevels says no matter what, Anthony Lamar Smith should have lived to have his day in court. How people view the protest depends on their personal experience, says Calvin Lai, an assistant professor in psychological and brain sciences at Washington University. Lai says it makes sense for someone like Nevels or his family to fear the police.
Whereas for others, the experiences might be mostly positive, right? Like they might see the police officer at the Starbucks every morning, you know, while they're getting their coffee and having a friendly chat.
Lai says people who think the protests are misguided seem to be zeroing in on the details of the verdict. But protesters are looking at a bigger picture of what they see as continual excessive force against African Americans. Jennifer Barfield said she sees both, but can't get past the drug allegations against Smith.
I completely agree. It is much bigger than that verdict. They're protesting the systemic problems that they see, but they're doing it on the heels of a verdict of a criminal, a heroin dealer.
I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.